Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With every tweet we compose and every status update we share, our online social media footprint grows. Researchers at Boston Children's Hospital are tapping into this wealth of shared public data, hoping to find new clues about insomnia. Dr. John Brownstein is an associate professor at the hospital who's leading the project team. Dr. Brownstein, good morning, and thanks a lot for joining Morning Edition.
Thanks a lot. Good morning to you.
So tell us about this study. What are you looking for, and what is it about social media habits that might offer clues to insomnia?
Yes, well, the majority of the population does experience some level of sleep issue. However, there's very little that's known at the massive population level about exactly what takes place, who's affected, and sort of what the risk factors are. Most of the data comes through surveys of small numbers of people or clinical records, but what we know is that people actually who are experiencing these issues don't necessarily describe them in full to physicians. That data doesn't ever really surface to the top. But what's exciting is that on social media, people are describing sleep issues in massive amounts of volume. The lack of sleep they experienced last night, perhaps they haven't slept for 3 days. And we can collect that information and start to really glean insights about who's experiencing these issues and hopefully why.
Are you saying that people are more willing to talk about and report their insomnia in social media than they are to their doctors? And why do you think that is?
People may not even know that they have sleep issues. You may have problems sleeping, may have problems falling asleep, but those things would not be cataloged in any way that you would think to report those back to your physician. And because sleep issues are such a common outcome, we see those descriptions online in massive amounts of volume, unlike, say, something like maybe a myocardial infarction where someone may not necessarily go to Twitter to report that. Sleep is something that people tend to talk a lot about, but yet don't necessarily think about it in the health context.
Do you think you'd be able to tell by looking at the data how many people suffer insomnia for other reasons and just report it on social media, and how many people are suffering from insomnia because they're obsessed with social media and won't go to sleep?
That's a great question. It's the idea that potentially social media is one of the contributing factors to sleep issues is something that we'll study. Now, it's very hard to prove cause and effect with just looking at the social media data, but it will give us some clues as to these heavy users and what it means for their sleep patterns.
And what are you going to do with all the data once you complete your study? And what's the interest of pharmaceutical companies in this? As I understand it, Merck is funding your research.
Yes, of course, this is really a research-driven study. The idea is to really gain insights into burden and factors that are driving risk. And so the idea will be to publish and also make the data public. And yeah, this is funded by Merck, who has a strong interest in understanding and doing research in disease outcomes and has built up a whole interest in this idea of digital epidemiology.
Don't you worry that you might tap into a large number of younger people who are social media active and maybe not older folks?
That's a great question. The age distribution on social media is a frequently brought up topic. In fact, if you look at the distribution, the segment of the population that's the heaviest users of Facebook is actually in the 45 to 55 age group. We're seeing younger populations actually shifting to other tools like Snapchat or Instagram. So it's just a matter of making sure that we're tapping into the right mix of social networks across the board. But in fact, you'd be surprised that the over 50 population is a huge user of these online tools.
Children's Hospital Professor Dr. John Brownstein, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.